Your body is talking to you. Are you listening? Join Coach Stephanie Wood as they let you in on the little-known secrets of your body. Every day, you will walk a little prouder as you and your body merge into the whole person that you have always strived to be. After all, what's not to love about you? Body confidence is the expectation of a positive outcome. Are you ready for a fun-filled, informative hour that will give you and your body confidence?
Hi, everyone. I'm here with Sharon today. This is Coach Stephanie Wood, and Coach Sharon and I are going to be discussing how to better elevate your body confidence. And Sharon and I have been talking about this lately, and we're going to discuss how movement creates a better sense of body confidence. Now, for those who are listening in our audience, sometimes you go to yourself, I don't know what kind of movement I like. Or you haven't given yourself enough time to educate yourself or experiment, is the better word, what kind of movement. With that said, before we go into our radio show at the Body Confidence Radio Show at Law of Attraction Radio Network, Sharon,
hi.
What you're up to lately?
So I've been doing a lot with mindfulness. I've been loving that topic as it applies to coaching and bringing people to their next level. And so I've been loving incorporating that mindfulness. I also, you know, I'm doing private coaching over the phone and in person, and just having fun with it.
And how can people contact you?
Okay, well, I could be reached at SharonMotivates@gmail.com. That's SharonMotiv8@gmail.com. I'll say it again, Sharon, SharonMotiv, and then the number 8@gmail.com. And if you email me, we could set up a time and talk. I'd love to meet you guys and give you a free first session. Get that done and see if how I can get you to your next level.
Oh, that sounds perfect. And by the way, she does it very well. So whoever's listening,
thank you.
Take her up on her offer.
Hey, Stephanie, you're the best.
And you can reach me, Coach Stephanie Wood, at Body Awe, or like an awesome, awe.com. There's some goodies on the site for you. There's a way to contact me. And basically, my focus now is on body confidence. And as Sharon said, she's into mindfulness lately, which all goes together with body confidence. So Sharon.
Yeah.
Either with a client or with yourself, do you find that it is a challenge to find a form of movement that you really enjoy doing versus somebody saying, well, you got to do this?
For me, I love dancing. So whatever I do, I know if I'm going to work out and I'm going to stick to it, it has to have some kind of a dancing theme to it. That's the only way I could stick to it.
So did this come naturally to you?
So, it was when Zumba, for me, it was when Zumba first came out. You know, I have a little Latin in me because.
Oh, tell people what Zumba is, because some people might not know what that is.
So Zumba is this Latin type of dance that came out. It was hot, people were into it. It fizzled out since then, but for me, that's where my heart is. It's Latin, it's sexy, it's dancing, and anything that's near it today, I'm attracted to that. And so,
so is this something that, you know, like if I turned on my radio in my living room and I just did whatever I wanted to do, is that what Zumba is?
It's more, you know, it's dancing to like a Latin beat. So you're actually, you're using your hips, you're using your shoulders, and it's just, for some reason, I feel like when I do it, I feel like I said something without words. I expressed myself with my body. Since I started doing that, I'm telling you, my confidence went up. I feel good. I started to feel better about my body. It was something that was like unlocked. It unlocked something inside of me.
So that's a wonderful message that you just said, that as you express yourself with your body, you gain better body confidence. But
yeah,
go ahead.
Oh no. Exactly. It was like, I actually felt like after I would do this kind of movement, the Latin, the dancing, I felt so joyful, and I felt like I said something. I actually felt like I expressed myself without having to say the words. And I expressed myself better than I would have with words. And that's where it clicked in my head to exercise. Because before that, you couldn't get me. I was not an exerciser. I did not enjoy it. I had a million excuses. It wasn't for me, you know, but it just unlocked something for me. And, you know, I know that you're a dancer, Stephanie. How is movement for you? How is that?
Well, the movement for me is, it just, you know, I go back to my body knowledge system where there are four styles, inspirational, organized, analytical, and spontaneous. Mm-hmm. So I'm like you. I would put dancing in the inspirational category.
Wow. I never thought of it like that. In those categories, amazing.
So it just has to feel good. If it doesn't feel good, I'm not doing it. Like, My wonderful husband, you know, asked me, he loves to go to the gym where they have lots of exercise equipment. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sharon.
Yeah.
You go on any of those machines?
No, I try.
Yeah, we try. And what happened?
No, I miss it. Boring.
Boring. Okay, come on. Let's be really cynical here. What else was it that you didn't like?
It was boring. It was, I don't know, like just.
Ugh.
I was miserable the whole time. I tried because they said, you know, they say you got to do weight bearing exercises. Yeah, so I said, let me get myself. I went there and I see the people and looks like they loved it. They love it. I think like that's a type, you know, like, you know, those people that love the weights. That's their, like, it, like for them, that clicks.
Now I would put that under my body knowledge system style as analytical. Like they have to know how many steps they're doing it, how long it takes to do it. Now, I'm not putting that down, right, Sharon? We're not putting that down. But if somebody who's listening to us, they might like that. So that's what they should do.
Right. I would say, you know what? I would think that maybe a person that's very organized, that likes exactly, like that certain personality would fit with that. They know, okay, I did this many reps, you know, I'll increase it by this. It's like, you're right. It's very analytical. Oh, wow, Stephanie, that's amazing. I never gave that much thought, but you're right. An analytical personality would appeal to that.
But that's not you and me.
No, it's not.
But, you know, I could tell you I am analytical around, if I'm going to do my dancing, I want to do at least an hour. Is that analytical or organized?
I would say organized. You organize your, maybe, I like, you know, you're organizing your time. you know, but you know, I love you. You just bring all kinds of thoughts to my head.
I know I'm going to make you crazy today. No. Not that you don't have a full schedule, but isn't it interesting? Because time does matter to me. So if I'm dancing, I put at least a half hour to 45 minutes to an hour to be with my body in movement. How about you? Do you make a certain time?
So what I do is I go into, for me, I need to go into a class, because when I'm in a class, I know I'm not leaving. I'm going to do the full
class. You can't leave. They're not going to come after you.
And you want to hear a crazy thing? You know, I'm going to tell you something. There's a little bit of competition in for me, because I'm in a class. Yeah, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to admit it. I'm in a class with 120-year-olds. And I am not anywhere near 20 anymore. And so I say, you know, wow, I feel proud of myself. I'm here and they're 20-year-olds and I'm going to keep it up. I'm going to keep it up. So it sort of keeps me on track. I'm in that class. I have to keep it up. I got all these 20-year-olds and they're doing it. And so I'm going to do it too.
Oh, I love that. So
what is that? What part of...
Now I'm hearing a little analytical in you.
You see
because
that?
Of the competition. I caught you on
that. Yeah. It stirs me up a little bit, I noticed. And you want to hear another thing? I don't want to hog up the conversation, but I also noticed today, actually, while I was doing my thing, is there's a little mindfulness in there, because I noticed that when I'm not looking at myself, my brain starts to wander. I start to think about my shopping list. But when I can see myself in the mirror in between all those 20-year-olds, I'm present. I am there. I see myself. I'm here. As once they start to block me and I'm not seeing myself, I'm thinking about, you know, all the garlic I have to peel for dinner tonight, you know, and all the whatever. And so that's what I noticed today, actually. What do you think of that?
Huh? Well, what I think of that is your present nature about the mindfulness that you're practicing lately and putting it into movement. I know when I was present with my body this morning, for like 5 minutes, it's going to go into what am I going to be doing? Who do I have to call? You know that story, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, excuse me, this is our time, our body, mind, spirit time. Why are you going there? I mean, it's actually disgusting. I mean, it's like, why do we do that? We have to train our mind and our body. So when your body and your mind goes someplace else, what do you say to her?
So for me, what I realized today, actually, it's so funny because I always realize that whenever I'm exercising, I need to see myself. And just today, I made the connection that what I'm saying to myself when I see myself, I'm saying, I'm here. You see, there's a physical evidence that I am here. But when I don't see myself, I go into this bubble above my head of thoughts. What am I going to do? What did I do yesterday?
All
those thoughts. And so, you know, that is what I find. Like when I see myself, I'm reminded that I am here. I'm present. I am a physical person doing something here, enjoying it. And so it's so funny how I just made that connection today. Since I've been studying this mindfulness and I'm surrounding myself and I'm delving into it. I made this little connection. But I think it's amazing how your body confidence system has that all in play so that people can analyze, you know, figure out what, where they are, what their personality is, and then they could find a workout that will fit it, that will fit them.
Well, I know a lot of my neighbors, they're more of the spontaneous body knowledge system, where it's like, okay, I just want to go out for a walk. Now, would that just work for you?
So I think there was a time that I would do that, but it wasn't organized. You know, I always had to depend on somebody else to come with me. You know, I was not the type to do it myself. Anytime I would say, okay, I'm going to go for a walk, I would find a million things to do.
And so again, that's not your style.
No.
You're not the spontaneous style.
You know, and if I was to do that, I would want to walk with somebody, because then you talk. And so in the past, I've done that. But as long as it's with somebody else, because then it becomes social, and that also fits my personality. You know, it's so funny. But so that organized, I guess, organized thing where it's a class and I'm in there, it works for me today, because I can't make excuses and I can't get out of the class, and I feel great when I'm done with it. It's like, you know, I feel accomplished.
Well, you're also bringing up a very important concept that both of us have learned in our coaching classes, which is environment. You keep bringing up the class. That's an environment. And for me, my environment is, I have a studio. I walk in that studio. We're not doing anything else but movement. When you walk into your class, you're not eating a sub sandwich, are you? No.
Right. You're right. It's the whole environment is conducive to getting this exercise done, having fun doing it, seeing myself and experiencing it. Mm. You're right. Absolutely. But, you know, it's not that I also enjoy turning on the music and dancing in my kitchen. I mean, that's
I want a YouTube of that. Excuse me.
Yeah. All right. I'll send you one. That I love, because, you know, I put my 80s music on.
You're showing your age. Be careful.
Yeah. You know what? My kids like 80s music. So.
Me too.
That doesn't mean anything. My kids listen to the 80s music, and we enjoy it together, and we dance, and we'll burst out into song, and we'll twirl each other. And I have one little girl that's 11, and she, you know, she just loves it, and she knows all the songs to those 80s music, that 80s songs.
Interesting that you're really touching on something that's very dear to my heart. Is we're not talking about exercise. In the articles that I keep reading, the bloggers and everybody else keeps saying exercise. I like to reframe that to movement.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, because you know what? You're right. Because cleaning a house, you know, is movement. It could also be a form of it's movement. It's you could actually work out and stretch. I've been whenever I have like something that really needs to do to be cleaned with elbow grease, I'll put myself to it, and I'll that's my movement. I'm saying, okay, I'm gonna move now for 20 minutes, scrub that stove.
Well, you can come to my house. Excuse me. Thank you.
Should have seen my oven before I did it. It was like a couple of days ago. And, you know, I said, you know, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to enjoy the movements.
Enjoy the movement. That's going to be the mantra. Enjoy the movement.
You know, it's like an expression of your body, and we can say thank you to our body after that movement, because it served us.
But notice how you beautifully put those words in a different way that our audience can understand, that it's not about getting on a treadmill. You might like the treadmill, don't get me wrong, But it's more than that. It's how your body feels on the treadmill. And then Maybe you'll do it more.
Exactly. Being mindful and saying,
mindful, there you go.
It's like my body is moving. My body is agile. My body, or even, you know, it might feel a little bit weak at times. And so you can say,
no, that never happens to me.
Maybe your knees.
Oh, God, it happened to me the other day.
Not yours.
No, it happened to me. But tell me how, if you were to coach me around that, if I felt like this wasn't myself that day. What would you say to me?
So I think that so many factors are in the self, if somebody was not feeling themselves, I feel like life is, I call it the bubbles of life. Things come up, and when we're not feeling ourselves, it's because we're holding down all the bubbles of stress in our lives, and it's exhausting. And so I feel like if we approach those bubbles and take them out, pull them out. So I don't want to confuse you with all these bubbles, but bubbles are the things that pop up, the painful memories, the things that are in our lives. And so the best way to feel good is to address those things that come up in our lives. Let them come up, investigate them, and then realize that they can just fly away, and you don't have to be pushing them down under the water. I make this image of I'm pushing down all the bubbles. How many hands could you have to push down everything? And so if we allow them to come up in a safe place, right, with a coach or with a trusted friend or someone that could be, non-judgmental, we can clear all those things and feel good. You know, I feel like it's the stresses that we have that make us, that exhaust us. So what do you think?
Well, as I come back to that, movement has been my way of coping. When I'm with my body and I'm moving the way she and I want to move, all of that BS, can I say that?
Yeah.
Dissipates. I wish, our audience will acknowledge that it's not about exercise, it's not about losing weight. That will come if, that is your goal, but movement is it's my medicine.
Yeah.
And if I don't have that, and there are times when I don't, and I am a different Stephanie.
Yes.
I am. Sharon, you don't want to talk to me. We don't want to do the radio show. Now, Sharon, just to pause here, how can people contact you, please?
Oh, okay. I would love for you to contact me on my email, by email. It's SHARONMOTIV and the number 8, @gmail.com. Sharon Motivates, 8 with a letter 8. SHARONMOTIV8NS @gmail.com. And I would love to hear from you. I'm now offering a free exploratory session for anybody who contacts me. And we could see how we can get you to your next level.
Perfect. And you can contact me at bodyawe.com and just check out things. You can contact me through that site. And also there's some ebooks. They're just about 15, maybe 12 minutes long to get more tips on body confidence. So Sharon, as we wrap up here, what is it you most want people to understand about movement and body confidence?
Okay, so what I want to express to everybody is until I found what I liked, I didn't feel I didn't realize how much value it had. So I was not exercising, I was not moving, I was stressed. I didn't have motivation. But once I found a group, a place to exercise where I felt comfortable, and I found the dancing, my life opened up for me. And so I can't stress enough the exploration of finding the movement that fits you.
Exploration, that's the vital thing. And I know for myself, when I have a place to go to, I used to go to classes, but it's like I can create more mindfulness when I'm by myself. I'm like you. I like, you know, if I walk with a partner and we just like chat ridiculously. Oh my gosh, it's really stupid talk. But, you know, I go farther, I burn more calories, but I really like the solitary by myself. I might put on a DVD in the background just to hear somebody's voice. And I'm like you, Sharon. I like to just create my own form of movement. And I also liked what you brought up earlier, where whenever we're doing other activities, you know, such as the refrigerator or whatever. It has some essence of being mindful. It releases anything that's getting on your nerves.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And you're put in a place where it's just you and your body. So I congratulate you.
Boy, thank you. Thank you. I can tell you, I'm so happy with this topic that you brought up today, because it did change my life, and I would love to hear about how it changes other people's lives as well.
Well, we're going to hear from people because they keep knocking on our doors, so watch your email. And listen, everyone, we'll see you on the next wave. And thank you for listening.
Thank
you. Sharon, you're okay?
Yep. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for today.
Adios.
Adios.
Thanks for joining us today. We will be back with another great show on body confidence. To contact us individually, please send an email to CoachStephanieWood@gmail.com or visit our show page at loaradionetwork.com/body-confidence. See you next week.